Haran Simon Shin and Ches Sefer Aleph. The Machaber says, "Karpif Yotzer Beis Asayim Shahukaf Lidira." If you had a karpif that's more than Beis Asayim, but it was surrounded for purposes of dira, so therefore it's not going to be problematic. The Nichnasu Bo Mayim, on water enters into it, and Mishnah Berurah says that it's a stream that's going and it remains in the karpif. It goes through the karpif, but it remains. There's water that remains in the karpif. Imruim lishsia, imavatul madira. If you could drink this water, so then it doesn't ruin the status of it being hukuf ladira. I mean, if a person could drink it, the Mishnah Berurah says there are some who are mekil, even if it could be used for laundry or something like that. This is the opinion of the Rashba, that if it's roi for shsia or kvisa, that's good enough. It doesn't have to be that it's roi for adam. Shaar Tzion points out that there are others who say that it has to be roi for the drinking of a person. So this doesn't ruin the dira status because that is called a dira. Machaber continues, afilu imamakom shenispashu sham yosur misasayim, even if the area where it spreads is more than a sasayim, afilu himamukim harbe, even if it's very deep. We don't say that such a deep pit is not normal for it to be made in an area that people live in, because a person does make a deep pit if he wants to get water, so this won't ruin it if it's for purposes of, if it can be used for drinking. And even if it's super deep, the imainim ruin yishsia, but if it can't drink from it, dinam kizraim, then it has the status of zraim. The Mishnah Berurah says that it sounds like it's mamish like zraim, and therefore if it becomes the majority of the area, then it's all going to be usser, even if it's not, even if the area of the water is not a sasayim. And if it's less than the majority, so it's less than half of the area of the dira, then if there's more than a beis sasayim, then of the water, then it's going to be also just like Zraim. The Achronim said that this is only when it's not 10 deep at the edges, and it doesn't end by 4 wide by 10 deep at the edges, because if it's 10 deep and the incline of 4 wide at the edges, so then that would act as walls unto itself, and that would already exclude the water and be considered that it's surrounded by walls, and therefore it wouldn't ruin the area that the water is in. The Mechaber says that in order for it to be problematic, it has to be 10 deep. So basically what comes out is that if you have a body of water in an area, in a community, so it could be that this body of water would be considered a karpif and would be problematic. And if the walls of the water are 10 deep at the incline of the 4 tvachim, so then it could be that the walls of the water would act as walls itself to exclude the water from the community Erev, and you wouldn't have a problem. But if we don't consider those walls to be excluding, to be enclosing the body of water, so then it could be the body of water would be a karpef, and then the community would be considered pasuach to this usser area, and then it would ruin the entire Erev. So this would be problematic. So if the water could be used for drinking, so then you'd be fine. If it could be used for swimming, so it would appear that you would be fine also. Though the Minchas Yitzchak does have a discussion about a pool and says that a pool would not be called a hook of ledira to be used for going to the mikveh or something like that. Moshe Heinemann quotes from Moshe Feinstein as saying that since people do not walk through water, even if it's less than 10 tefachim, then even if the area is less than 10 tefachim, it's a shallow stream or something like that, it would still have the status of a karpef. However, in this article in Cincinnati Torah, Moshe Heinemann's son quotes from Moshe Feinstein as saying that recreational parks and ponds in that area are not karpifos because they enhance the appearance of the park. And water hazards at a golf course are also considered used and pose no problem of a karpif. And streams which are used for swimming, wading, or catching wildlife during the summer are not karpifos either. In Cincinnati, what they did was they had one stream, which Moshe Heinemann said that it's not used for a golf course. It's scenery for a walking trail. So Moshe Heinemann said that you had to use the water either by going in a canoe once a month or operating a remote control boat in that water or remote control truck when iced over for at least once a month, so that it would be using that stream. So you really have to consult the posik in each situation of different bodies of water within a community to see if it will be problematic for the Erev or not.